sing. You ought to sing by letter. Open up your mouth and let it fly. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. That's God. That's singing that honors God. I'm not against people singing by a note, but this stuff of squealing they do, I ain't got no use for that. And I like good old-fashioned heartfelt singing. I certainly do. Amen, amen, amen. Well, I'll turn to Psalms chapter number 5. Psalms chapter number 5. We find David in praise unto the Lord. And amen, of course, and the Lord is, he's praying, right? He's here. We see him praying and getting answers, praying and giving and getting answers from the Lord. And see, the devil tell you God won't honor your prayers, but the devil's a liar. Amen. He was a liar from the beginning. God does answer prayer. Hallelujah. And you ain't going to do much praying, sincerely praying. Well, the first one he answers for you when you got saved. Amen. By the glory of God. Amen. The Lord answered that. And he's got many more to answer for you if you pray. Well, David here, he's done that. He's demanded praise and taught us to pray and how to pray and get answers for our prayers. Amen. The Psalms now were sung by the Jews in the temple. As they came to worship, they sung these songs. A lot of times in their travels, they sung these songs while they traveled. Amen. And from place to place. Amen. Also, and they had this book of Psalms, and they sang these psalms. Amen. Now, amen. And of course, and they could put a melody to it. And they knew how to put melody to the psalms, and of course, and sing them, amen. And they sing them, but we read them, and then if we get good, if you were good enough to put melody to them, you can sing them. Hallelujah, amen. Yes, sir. Well, he says there in verse number 1, I give ear to my prayer words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. And then we meditate upon the Lord. You know, we're so caught up today, we don't take time to meditate on God. Amen. We don't take time to meditate on Him. We got every kind of entertainment going on and that. And, of course, and then our daily chores and taking care of them. And we miss having time for meditation upon the Lord. Amen. And that's the greatest time in our life. And, of course, and some folks, they sleep so late, they get up and they ain't got time to meditate on the Lord. They ain't got time to read some scriptures, meditate upon the Lord. Now, I realize I have more time than the average people do. Amen. Because I don't have a job I have to attend to. Amen. And go to so I can take my time. But I still get up early. I get up early a lot of times. I'm through my meditations and works with God, fellowship with the Lord for my meditation in the scriptures and all, and my prayers and all. I'm through for 6 o'clock in the morning. Amen. Not every morning, that's so. But amen. But many mornings it is. Lord, wake me up. I get up. Hallelujah. And amen. I pull this old flesh down the hallway. Amen. They don't want to go, but he wants to go back to the bedroom. But I ain't going back to the bedroom. I keep on going. Amen. And get my Bible and get where my Bible is and give me a cup of coffee. Amen. And of course, and I drink my coffee sometimes and along with my Bible reading. It's a habit with me, and I believe it'll be a blessing to you if you do yourself. Put 3 markers in your Bible, and I read a marker from the New Testament, and a chapter in the New Testament, and get through a book at a time. I read a book from the Old Testament, a chapter from the Old Testament, and then I read a chapter in the Gospels. That way, that gives me a balance. and I don't go and get off. So it gives me a balance of what everything is. I see where, and I see the Word of God in each chapter. I see God's Word in each chapter. And when one more chapter, amen, builds upon the other chapter and helps the other chapter. And that way it keeps you a fresh memory of the Word of God. Does me. You might not need it that way, but whatever God gives you, amen. You know, you get these here things, read so many each day, and so much more you get through the Bible in a year. Well, that's probably, I reckon it's all right if you want to do that. But does God speak to you? That's the thing. Do God speak to you while you read, if you're reading like that? Amen. So I want God to speak to me. Amen. And God gives me messages for the church. As God speak to me, unless He gives us a particular place He wants me to preach from, and amen, He gives me a message from reading in the Word of God, reading His precious Word. Yes, sir. Amen. The Lord does. And I like it when the Lord gives it certain to do. Well, to give ear unto my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice. Here's His prayer now. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray, and my voice shall thou hear in the morning. Well, did you hear that? My voice shall you hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. Amen. So we see these first three verses here in this psalm. Amen. He talks about, and we find the word my, amen, seven times. In these three psalms, he said that it's mine. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to sacrifice it to you. He said, my words, my meditation, my cry, my King, my God, my voice, and my prayer. Amen. Then down in verse number 8, he said, my face. Amen. I also yield unto the Lord. Down in verse number 8, he said, lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness, because of mine enemies, make thy way straight before my face. Amen. Amen. You know, you got to be protected from the devil. You got an enemy, the devil, and he's after you. He going to be after you tomorrow. Amen. But my friend, but hey, ask God, Lord, direct me. Amen. Direct me around and take me around. You know, you can bypass the devil from the, amen. God can help you bypass a devil. Amen. He's planning on tripping you up in. Amen. He's working already. Amen. To get you tomorrow. Amen. Somewhere. Amen. But you, amen. I thank God you can bypass him. Amen. I thank God. Amen. Amen. It sure can. Well, because so here he talks about in his prayer the things that he has, but he gives them unto God. And you notice, brother said, my King and my God. Amen. Brother friend, he recognized God who he was. You know, praising God is in God's will. Yonder in heaven in a day long and all week long and all month long and all year long. Amen. There are serpents, amen, around him crying, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. Amen. And there's praise going on and there's holiness going on. Hey, don't you thank God? Please, if I do more of that, amen. If God wouldn't be pleased, if you wouldn't do more of that, oh yes, He will. That would please God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Please Him. Well, amen. So David here in his prayer, and he knows who to praise. In his prayer, he knows what his need is. Amen. So my words is going to be unto you. My meditation is going to be unto you. My cry is going to be unto you. My King and my God. And my voice will I lift up unto thee. Amen. And my prayer, amen, will I lift up unto thee. So David, even here in these first three verses, he wants his prayers to get answered. He wants God to help him and touch him. And so on to him. Now look at verse number 4 through verse number 6. Amen. He says, why? Why? why is these prayers going to be directed unto him? Amen. He says, for thou art not a God that hath pleasure in weakness. And I'm prone to be wicked. I'm prone to do wicked things. And he know God don't have pleasure in that. And he's telling the Lord, and we're confessing our sins. We're confessing between our failures and our wickedness. And asking, Lord, amen, help us. And so he's praying unto him. And he said, I know God don't have pleasure in wickedness. Oh, no, no way. And my beloved friend, and I don't like pleasure in my wickedness. My beloved friend, I'm not happy with wickedness that I do sometimes. I'm not happy with that. I'm not pleased with that. But the best I do, I have some weakness even there. Amen. Amen. You do too. Say amen right now. Amen. Ain't none of us above it. It's none of us above it. Amen. That's right. But thank God for the blood that cleanses. So he says, amen. God is not to have not pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with him. Evil don't dwell with him. Oh, foolish. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight, and hatest all works of iniquity. Thou hatest all works of iniquity. So the foolish that don't believe in needing God, the foolish that don't believe in praying, my beloved friend, God, you ain't going to stand for God. You're not going to be true to God if you don't have a prayer life, my beloved friend, before God. You're not going to be true to God. You're not going to live for God like you ought to live. You're not going to act like God said you ought to act. Amen, amen. God got certain ways I ought to act. He's got certain ways you ought to act. He's got certain ways men ought to act. He's got certain ways women ought to act. He's got certain ways that beloved children ought to act. I mean, here's what pleases God. Those that know that what God wants and walk in that, they'll please God. And then you have favor with God. Oh, yes. And so David, he says there, he said there's no pleasure in him. And evil don't dwell with him. Amen. You ain't going to get on your knees and start calling unto God with evil in your heart. Don't you, as I preach this morning, don't you suppose that Judas was in a lot of prayer meetings? Don't you suppose he was in a lot of prayer meetings with the Lord out when they went up on the mountains or when they went out into a desert place and he was teaching? Don't you know they had prayer meetings? Yeah, the Lord taught him to pray. Amen, brother friend. But he knew the weakness of Judas. And so Judas was there and went through a form of it. Amen. But my beloved friend, I'm telling you, I need to be on my knees and I need to be sensitive that whenever I do wrong, think wrong, brother friend, that I shouldn't think. I ask God to forgive me. I pray, ask the Lord to have mercy with me. Amen. When I realize I've done or think or whatever I have happened to me, I ask the Lord to have mercy with me and forgive me. I don't want to lose my contact with God. Amen. You can believe this if you want to. It don't make no difference. It's true. But my greatest fear in my life is I'll do something that I displease my Father, and I'll be dropped of his blessings. Amen, brother friend. I fear that more than I fear anything. Amen. Yes, I do. So we see that. Then he says in verse number 6, "Thou shall destroy them that speak lesion." That speak lesion. Amen. That's the trouble to this world. Amen. That's the trouble in our world today. We're more interested in leisure than we are working. Say amen right there. Amen. Yes, sir. The Lord will abhor the body of deceitful men. God is going to abhor that, and God's going to take care of this wicked generation. Amen. You better be thankful you out of it. Amen. Yeah. Thank God, brother friend, you're not with them. Verse number 7, "But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercies." Come to the house of God, in the mercies of God, and in thy fear. will I worship toward thy holy temple. Amen. I'm going to come in the house of God of the mercies of God. It's His mercy that He let us come. It's His mercy He's protected us today and kept us today. And we was able to get back to the house of God tonight. Amen. Praise God. It's His mercy we got back to the house of God. God's always had a house for His people. It was the temple in the Old Testament. But thank God it's His local church in this old day that we live in now. In this New Testament, it's His church. I love His church. Amen. Amen. I love you. And I thank God for you. Amen, brother friend. And I pray for you. And I pray for yours. Amen. And boy, things that you go, maybe I know that you're going to try to do and plan to. It's good that you let the pastor know what you got plans to do, that he can pray for you. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, amen. You can pray and get up to God, but God's always set it up so that the man of God that feeds you and give you the word of God, and amen, he can pray specifically for you the things you need in your life. Amen. What if it's of God spiritually, or if it's financially, or whatever it might be, he can pray, thank God, and for God to answer your need. Amen. Specifically, I pray God specifically. Amen. Amen. Yes, hurry. Amen. I pray for him if I have a need. I pray specifically for it. Amen. Amen. I knew I was going to have quite a bill. Amen. For my transmission, this one went out. And I always caught the price. And then I had to rent this automobile, so I wanted to go home during the holidays and be with my children, amen, grandchildren. Lord, let me have that misery. I have that liberty to do that, amen. And so by the time I rented, got the price for what I'm going to have to do to get my truck out of hop, amen, get it back, have a transmission in it. And then, of course, and then that vehicle I was driving was going to cost me, amen. So what do? I pray. And you can believe this or not. And I'm not just breaking, but I'm just telling you what God done. Amen. I come out, I know right out of $1,000 on all of that, the transmission and renting that vehicle I rented. And then by the time I got it back in, I owed $500-some on it, $400-some out to the people. Well, I believe if you want to or not, but one church sent me an extra $500. Amen. Amen. Another church sent me an extra $300. And another brother sent me, his church, I got $200. You figure that out, how much money that is. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't tell me. You ought to pray. Amen. You ought to pray and ask God. Yes, sir. Amen, my brother friend. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. God's always done that. He ain't never failed. He's never failed. Amen. He's done that down through the years. Yes, sir. Well, amen. And if God laid on your heart to do something, you didn't do it. You just wanted to get the blessing. I still got the blessing. Amen. That's right. Hallelujah. I still got blessed. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Well, let me move on. And he says, amen. He said, but as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercies, and in the fear of I will I worship toward thy holy temple. Amen. God has a pleasure. Amen. It has no pleasure in weakness. And God cannot tolerate weakness. And God hates wisdom. Weakness. Amen. And God cannot bless weakness. And God one day will finish and disappear all weakness. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. Let me, verse number 8 says, let me, O Lord, in thy righteousness, because of mine imminence, and make thy way straight before my face. Verse number 9 says, we say, amen. Verse number 9, amen. He said, and there is no faithfulness in thy mouth, talking about the wicked, and thy reward part is very wickedness. There and their throat is an open sepulcher, and flattering with their tongue. Amen. Flattery don't get you nowhere. See? Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Trying to flatter. That's what politicians do. Amen. They go around and flatter people. Amen. And people, they just take that. Hey, that's wicked. That's ungodly. Amen. Amen. That's wicked. Hallelujah, brother friend. Amen. If they would be truthful in the heart, half of them in Washington wouldn't get a chance to go up there. See, amen. Right. Right there. Amen. Both Democrats and Republicans. Right. Amen. That's right. Yes, sir. With flatter. They like it. That's what they do now. They're picking out there. All right. I think they look like to me. Amen. They got what they say on the news. I mean, they got so many of them coming up to be in the election, get picked for the Democrat Party. Amen. Praise God. I don't know if we're going to have room enough for all of them or not. Amen. Right there. Amen. But I got news for them. Ain't but one going to get it. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, if they might get elected to be run. But I don't believe God going to let one of them get in. I believe President Trump is going to get it again. Hallelujah. Amen. If God answers my prayer, he will. Amen. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Well, amen. Where am I at? I don't know. I'm in the Bible and in church somewhere or another. Amen. All right, verse 9, and there is no faithfulness in thy mouth, and thy inward parts is a very weakness. Thy throat is an open sepulcher. Thy flattery with thy tongue. Amen. Sound like a bunch of Democrats, hellishcrats, devilcrats, or whatever you want to call them. Amen. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsel. Cast them out in the multitude of thy transgressions, for they have rebuked against thee. They have rebelled, excuse me. They have rebelled against thee. And I'm praying, thank God, how God works it out for our president, President Trump, and for the fallen Republicans, God, and all the lies and all the things they accuse of him. Amen. I pray, God, help them to fall in a ditch that have prepared for the president. Let them fall in their own ditch. That's what Proverbs said. He said they'll fall in their own ditch. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. But let all things that put thou trust in thee rejoice. Let all them, all those that put thou trust in thee rejoice. My trust is in Jesus, isn't it? Amen. And let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. What he defendest us, my defense is God. Hey, say what you will. I believe and act what you will. Make me no different. My defense is God. My defense, the lawyer, is God. Woo! That's been the way it's been down through the years. And I'm glad it's that way tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. My defense is God. He's my defense lawyer. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. He watches and cares for me. And he'll watch and care for you. He certainly will. Amen. Yes, sir. I thought about it. I'm telling this thing that Brother Chris has done started. Amen. It brought such excitement in my heart. I didn't lift one finger for it. I hadn't asked for it. But it's a thing that God's put in his heart to do. And now God, because God's put that in his heart, amen. One man started it, one preacher started, and three others joined him. And they was like those bunch that wanted to kill Paul. They took out a swear that they were going to destroy me where I wouldn't be able to preach nowhere in America. I preached 48 states last month, and I preached 36 countries. Woo! More than I ever preached in my life. Hallelujah. I preached more, amen, than I've ever preached in my life. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Praise. among you. Y'all ought to rejoice with me. Y'all ought to rejoice with them and rejoice. Amen. Amen. Weep with them who's weeping. I'm not weeping right now. I'm rejoicing. Y'all look like y'all trying to cry with me. Amen. Hallelujah. Rejoice with me. Amen. Yes, sir. Rejoice with me. Amen. So he's a good shepherd. God is a good shepherd. Amen. Yes, sir. He's a good shepherd for us. Amen. Why should, amen, amen, shouldn't we rejoice with him? Look at verse number 10. Verse number 11, excuse me. Verse number 11. Amen. Look at that. Where am I at? Amen. Amen. Well, verse number 10, talking about he'll destroy them. Oh, God, let them fall. It's not right. It's not wrong to pray to God to destroy your enemies. Amen. You have prayed to God to give them mercy. Save them and they won't be your enemies no more. Amen. 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 God save them. But anyway, you know, and that's the best way to destroy the devil and the enemies is get saved. And them and God, oh, them that fall by their own counsel. Amen. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them even shout for joy. Did y'all, any of y'all hear that? Amen. Let them rejoice and let them do what? Shout for what? Joy, shout, hallelujah. Praise God, rejoice and shout for God. You know what I think about most of y'all? Somebody must have told y'all about the time you got saved or something, not to be too happy in Jesus now. I don't know if somebody told y'all that or not, but y'all act like somebody did. Amen. Told you, don't be get happy in Jesus now. Amen. Don't do that. Don't you shout. Don't you praise God. Amen. You lived all these years since you've been saved and scared the devil to shout. Scared the devil to praise God. You must, somebody told you, you must not do it. Amen. Amen. Somebody must have. Amen. Well, I ain't told you not to do that, have I? Huh? How many times I tried to get you to shout? Yeah, instead of well, like a frog on the log, I'm going to shout. Hallelujah. Amen. Get that hand up. Amen. Get that other hand up. Hallelujah. Amen. Shout a little bit. It'll make you feel good. Amen. Praise God. She's my child. I can talk to her like that. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. I'm telling you. I feel so good. Oh, I feel so good. It praises my Lord. It honors my Lord. It honors my God. It honors the Savior. Hallelujah. That's shouting going on in glory. Amen. For soul getting saved. That's shouting going on in glory. Because somebody got right with God. Hallelujah. And it's shouting going on with me. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, y'all going to preach me to death, and I'm going to die up here because y'all want to give me time to give me my breath. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Well, amen. That's the blessings with God. Trust in thy name. Trust him. Trust and then rejoice. Shout for joy. Amen. Joy is why rejoicing and shouting. Life, and you have joy, defeat. The devil hates it. The devil hates it. That's when he keeps so many people. And I'm not talking about a cursed maniac. Amen, beloved friend. I don't know what he's shouting about. We know what we're shouting about. We know ourselves. We know we'll redeem, and we can't lose it. Well, I'm not going to lose it. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll redeem forever. I can't lose it. No, sir. Well, I don't know what they're shouting about, because they're scared to death they're going to lose it when they get outside of the church. Uh-huh. Amen. Scared they're going to lose it. Amen. Well, you can't get saved but one time. Amen. It's all it takes, one time. Amen. And God does such a good job when he saved you to last all eternity. Can you imagine that? Yes, sir. Well, hallelujah. God, he's our shepherd. Lead me, O Lord, he says. Amen. He says, amen. Lead me. And thou defendest me. Let also thy love, they that love thy name, be joyful in thee. Amen. They that love thy name, be joyful in thee. You love his name? Amen. Do you love his name? Amen. Somebody do, somebody don't, I don't know. Do you love his name? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, I'm going to start calling names and asking you, do you love his name? Hallelujah. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. Amen. Will favor with his compass him as with a shield. He'll compress it. I'm praying to get so good and get so building. You be like a pressure cooker. It'll keep building and keep building and keep building and keep building. And that's why you got to say glory. Don't you gonna amen, blow the top off, praise God, if you don't say glory, hallelujah. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, God is our shepherd. Lead me, O Lord. And let the attacker, amen, attacks me. Amen, brother friend. Take a hymn. Help me to be obedient, an obedient sheep. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Amen. How about that? The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Amen. The scripture tells us, amen. And I'm thankful that it does. And God is our song. Amen. Look in Psalms 30. Psalms 30. Psalms 30. Amen. Amen. In verse number 5. For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen. You're going to have some things that will cause you to reap. Amen. You ain't going to be above that. All of us have problems like that. But your problem, the thing's different is you have God. Amen. And God comforts you. And amen. And watches over you. And brother Finn, you may weep and fill your pillow with tears one night. But watch out next morning. You'll be rejoicing in the Lord. Thank God. Some of you feel pretty good. Amen. You get up in the morning, get to rejoicing and skipping around the house. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir. Say, whoops, hope ain't nobody looking. Amen. Amen. Sing a song. Philippians 4:4. Philippians 4:4. Book of Philippians in chapter number 4. Verse number 4. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say what?
Rejoice.
What did it say? Rejoice in the Lord. How long? Always. All the way. Rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say. Rejoice in you get to rejoice in God. Amen. You'll do more for you and help you more than anything in the world, the liquor or the dope or anything else they have and put in you. Amen. Rejoicing in the Lord. Yes, sir. God is my shield. Amen. He says that in verse number 12. And the Lord is my shield. And I will both lay me down in peace. I will both lay me down in peace. Where no, I'm at the wrong place. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with the favor, with thy compass him as with a shield. Hallelujah. Compress him with a shield. Boy, compress you. Amen. Put them around you. Amen. Guard you. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Philippians 1:6. Philippians 1:6. Philippians 1:6. Philippians chapter number 1 and verse number 6. Look what the scripture says. In this I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in the judgment and in all judgment. Paul said, I pray for this, for amen, brother Finn, that your love may abound and may it be more and more. Amen. Love, I love my children, you love your children. But discipline didn't mean I didn't love them. It means I do love them. Amen. I love them. Amen. The Bible says that the rod correcteth the child and save his soul from hell. That's what the Bible says. Amen. Amen. I believe that. This uncorrected generation won't correct our children, won't correct them and let them do whatever they want to do. Amen. My beloved friend, amen. They are, amen. Probably, amen, it'll be hard to ever see them come to Christ. Amen. But still, God's able to overrule anything. Amen. Because the devil does. He's able to overrule. I understand that, and I know that. Amen. But I'm telling you, it's hard to win children that's not obedient to their parents. It's hard to see them. Amen. And then this split parenthood, one parent's pulling it one way, another parent pulling it another way. Amen. I'm telling you, son, it all in the grace of God. And this sweet little old boy, Roland, pulled two different ways. Sooner or later, he's going to make a choice which one he wants. And 9 times out of 10, it's going to be the one that's pulling him to the world. 9 times out of 10. But I'm praying God's grace and strength will be stronger than anybody that's religious but lost would pull them away from the things of God that his dad is trying to teach him and stepmom is trying to teach him. I'm telling you, amen, of the goodness of God, of the goodness of God. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Stand to our feet.